The closure of the Mount McGregor prison, along with three other correctional facilities, was initially announced by the Cuomo administration in the summer of 2013. Since then, local and state officials, along with employees of the facility, have protested the closure to no avail. The recently signed state budget includes language to close the medium security facility in Saratoga County. Now, local officials are trying to carve out a different future for the site, which sits on 1,200 acres in the towns of Wilton, Moreau, and Corinth. Earlier this year, Empire State Development released a report on potential adaptive reuses of the property. Wilton Town Supervisor Art Johnson said he'd like the surrounding communities to work together on developing a business plan for the site.
You know, I've been in discussions with Empire State Development, and, you know, they'll be working towards a redevelopment plan for the prison. And I think an important part of that is the three communities that are involved up there, which is the town of Moreau, town of Wilton, and town of Corinth, come up with a viable business plan.
As part of the budget deal, $32 million would be provided to communities affected by prison closures. Prison property would also be considered a part of the Startup NY program, which would allow businesses to move to designated areas tax-free. Moreau Town Supervisor Preston Jenkins said the prison closure slated for July, coupled with the closure of the GE plant in Fort Edward next year, means a lot of town residents will be out of work. Jenkins said it would take a significant operation to move to the site in order to make up for the lost jobs.
There'd be zero tax benefits to us. So if it wasn't something to create a lot of jobs, it would be very difficult to think it was great for us.
Jenkins said he's still interested in an idea pitched to Empire State Development to allow the site to host possible casino development, though he said he's unclear of the sentiment from developers. Republican Assemblyman Jim Todisco said the site has many potential reuses.
It could be high tech. It could be related to manufacturing. There's a whole variety, and we just have to spread the word and let them know here's an opportunity to get into a facility where you're not going to be impacted by the usual high taxes for a small business.
Todisco says he's not against right-sizing of the New York State correctional system, but would like more involvement in the closure process. Todisco has authored a bill that would change state law to require increased involvement with the state legislature on developing a plan on the closure of any future prison facilities.
We'd be able to sit down with the governor with the next closings that take place, be a part of the planning process, and there would be a plan in place, and we would ratify that, mandated that it would have to come before the Senate and the Assembly, that plan, and we'd vote collectively on the plan itself. That we helped develop.
A version of the bill is sponsored in the Senate by Kathy Marchione and Hugh Farley, both Republicans. The New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision has said the closures are necessary as crime rates decrease, inmate populations decrease, and taxpayers are left to pay for empty beds. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.